Paul Ekman, the author of Emotions Revealed, is our guest. You've kind of given us a handbook that only took you 40 years. Where you been? A handbook that sets forth ways for us to think differently about what kind of creatures we are in community, both internally and externally. I would think that's pretty exciting. Do you feel that you've kind of done the work you came to do?
Yeah, very much. And that I've been able to get it to the point where, in some sense, if I can use the computer metaphor, I've been able to download it so that other people can use it. And that's particularly so with the skills I developed in reading faces, because these CDs, people can, by working with them, they can get to see almost everything I say. It took me a long time. Nobody gave me those CDs.
And all of those probes that you had to stick into your muscles.
So, yes. So I think, you know, there's a lot more to be learned, and particularly to learn new exercises for developing the skills of attentiveness. And that's an area I'm very interested in now. And there are many different approaches to that. I offer two approaches, but there are others that I mentioned that some come from meditative practices, and there are others as well that can help us lead our emotional lives in a way that we'll feel better about.
It feels like you have opened, you and people working in this discipline, have opened up a whole universe to our, how to say, conscious participation that just simply wasn't there before. And that, you know, you've opened the door, but there's still just, it's like the candy store. But there's, you know, it goes on a long way, and there's so much more to be done and so many more opportunities. Does it feel that way to you?
It does. I there's a lot of things, and we know we're living at a time now where we're learning much more about the biology, genetics, about the neural substrates. I think 10 or 15 years from now, we'll know a lot more than we know now.
Emotions Revealed, Recognizing Faces and Feelings to Improve Communication and Emotional Life. If you had one thing to have passed on, would this have been it?
Yes, this is it. This, I think, is probably the last book I'm going to write about emotions, and it's got everything that I've learned that I think would be of help to people in leading their lives.
Certainly has been of help to us. We thank you for being with us, and since we only got to scratch the surface, we'll invite you back.
Good.
We are grateful to Dr. Ekman both for sharing essential information about our fundamental human experiences with all of us and for affirming the oneness of humanity. And we rejoice in calling him friend. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.